Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Twins fans, how you doing? I know. It was painful. It was painful yesterday for sure. Total of 10 players plus Randy Dobnak traded away by the Minnesota Twins. When you look at the grades that people are giving, and nobody really knows what the heck they're doing, the grades are not terrible. For the Twins, the Athletic gave them a B. But when you're grading a team on their chosen objective, which was selling,
yes.
Well, yeah, they did a hell of a job selling.
10 players off of the 26-man roster. I don't remember the last time somebody did a sell-off like that. Certainly not in Twins history.
The fan frustration is directed in a lot of different ways, right? So on the one hand, you have people who are frustrated at Rocco Baldelli for
being the manager.
Being the manager.
That's just, it's a natural place for people's ire to go.
It's understandable.
Sure.
I think there's frustration towards the front office where you say, you, Derek Falvey, assembled this team. You are responsible for this farm system. So, where did we go wrong? 2 years ago, we were breaking the curse and winning a playoff. Then the payroll gets cut by $30 million, which I will maintain that spending $30 million more or $50 million more would not have changed the fact that the Minnesota Twins players, who were so effective during the front two-thirds of last season, you think an extra $30 million would have prevented the epic collapse of the team that we had at the end of last year? I don't.
In its entirety, no.
It might have given you more cushion. It
may have given you a little more cushion.
But you also might have spent that on a clunker.
And it also would have given you better PR going into that season. I think that fans would have been a lot more forgiving.
Correct.
Of the collapse.
Still would have blamed
to a degree, but not with the vehemence, not with the vitriol that we saw.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be real. Like, cutting payroll after winning a playoff game is weird. It's not what teams normally do.
That's the big thing.
It's just not.
There is a logical thread that gets you there.
Yeah, I understand,
what they were thinking.
TV revenue was all in flux. Fans, even after a successful season, were still not showing up to the games at the level they had been before. So they were losing. There was lost revenue in that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand from a logical standpoint, but also the value of the team is going up and up and up and up. And you're like, we know you're going to sell at some point and extract that value. So pony up today. I get it. There's also a question of what happened to Carlos Correa? $33 million. A great leader. But his performance, not what you would expect. That leadership of Carlos Correa was on display in a really dramatic way in a fantastic story by Dan Hayes in The Athletic today. Dan is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Dan, first of all, have you had a chance to take a breath after an absolutely crazy day yesterday?
You may have been the one person in the world to see me taking that first breath. Like, I was walking in North Loop, and I looked over, and I was like, that's Jason DeRusha at dinner. And I'm on the phone with my dad wearing a T-shirt and flip-flops. It was the first time I left my house in 13 hours of being awake. It was an insane day. And it was like, yeah. So, yes, I've taken a little bit of a breath, but no, honestly, it's picking right back up today because now there was so much stuff yesterday to just unpack. And now is a chance to kind of try and do that because everybody's around us. And so it's not the same level of insanity as yesterday, but it's going to be a busy weekend. So let's say that.
The Twins, you know, dealing so many players is just something we haven't seen before in this town. I don't know if you look across baseball, have you guys been able to find a similar sell-off where a team got rid of 10 players? It was quite dramatic.
I mean, I have not looked into it. I haven't had the time to.
Yeah.
But I don't recall something like this. Maybe was the Herschel Walker trade a 12-for-1?
maybe that's the comparison. Yeah.
But like, honestly, in baseball, you've seen some crazy deadlines over the years. I remember the Miami Marlins in 2011 or 12. They had signed Jose Reyes, Mark Burley, and Heath Bell, all these amazing contracts. And they quickly realized that the business plan was not good, and they sold all of them in either one offseason or one deadline, I can't remember, the next year. And it was stunning because it was like, oh man, they just signed all these guys. They promised them they've moved there. They promised them this life, and now they are trading them. And then, granted, those guys still got paid, and that's great. But like, Mark Burley all of a sudden is going to Toronto and out of nowhere, right? And that was, to me, one of the more absurd things. This is so much different. This blows that out of the water, how much over, like, just things got turned around and the table got overturned, basically. 10 guys in 3 days is insane. It's weird because the fans are furious and understandably so, and yet, it's just a weird, it probably had to happen. Things were going so poorly here with the team. They need a turnaround. They need to get talent. They need to get younger, especially if the financial lack of flexibility continues on. Who knows when this sale happens? I guarantee you the sale played a big driver in this. The team needs to sell. Like, frankly, the team just needs to sell. It was 100% behind this. I mean, clearly the Twins need to get better, but there's no way they would have dug as deep as they did if there was a new owner. There's no way a new owner would have signed off on it. Teams with new owners usually increase the payroll and want to keep talent, especially fan favorites. And I don't think, I honestly think Derek Falvey's hand was pretty forced here.
So unpack that a little bit. Why do you think, was this the Pollad family, in your view?
I don't think there was anything as far as a directive from them to say, you got to cut payroll. I think this was a recognition that, man, if we want to get the baseball back on track, we're going to have to be extremely creative and just bring in a massive talent, which they did at different levels, so that they can then pair some of these guys with other players and offload them. This is like part one of it, because I think the offseason is going to be very interesting, unless there's a new owner that comes in and has a bunch of money. Because, I mean, look, they added a ton of talent, but they wrecked their bullpen. Yeah. And they still are stuck with the same position side, with the exception of Correa and a few guys are gone. But, you know, on that position side, it's not like we saw them dig deep and trade guys that are going to be – we didn't see Larnach go. We didn't see Ryan Jeffers go. We didn't see Royce Lewis go. Those are guys that are still going to be here in the future, and they need to get better on the position side in a hurry. I mean, they are, like, bottom five as far as – teams in baseball. They're probably bottom two in athleticism. The offense has not been good.
Well, that's sort of the problem, right? Like, I mean, the pitching has been not what we had hoped to see from them, but the reality is It's the hitting and the offense that have really, you know, sort of handcuffed the Twins.
Yeah, it's let them down without question. I think the pitching side was really good for the first 2 months, and then a major injury to Pablo Lopez kind of crushed them. Let's be honest. But you have an elite performer once every 5 days, and you pair him with Joe Ryan, and then Bailey Ober is pretty good that third day, and then Bailey Ober had, you know, one of the worst months, worst of his career, and gave up the third most home runs of any pitcher in Major League history in June. You take away Pablo and you take away Bailey and you're piecing it together, the pitching falls apart. But the potential is there. Now they have depth. They have better depth to handle. Taj Bradley's really good. I think the Kendry Rojas kid that they got in the Louis Varland trade, they're very excited about. Mick Abel that they got in the Philly trade, they're very excited about. They have options. This is it's intriguing. It may make them more able to consider a Pablo or Joe Ryan trade in the offseason if they have to go that way.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
To get their position side better.
So explain, I think the... And I'm going to get into your story where you talk about sort of the initial conversation that Carlos Correa had with Derek Falvey on Wednesday that sort of led to this. And we're talking with Dan Hayes, clearly at the ballpark, so you're going to hear some sounds in the background. That's how this goes. But tell us, you know, the Louis Varland trade is the one that I think has made fans most perplexed. Because he was under team control for a number of years. He wasn't making a lot of money. He had really been blossoming in the bullpen. And, you know, explain that. Like, why move Louis Varland?
They felt like the offer they received from Toronto was so good that they couldn't pass it up. And, man, I can't even remember his name. I think it's Alan Brody.
Alan Roden, yeah, and Kendry Rojas.
That's right. Yeah. So Roden is here. They're very excited, and I've heard from a lot of people. You know, he's an older prospect. He's 25, but a very consistent offensive performer and just needs a shot and wasn't going to get that shot in Toronto. But Kendry Rojas, I've had more people reach out to me and say, oh, that's not interesting. That's good. And so they felt like that was a trade they couldn't pass up when that came across their desk 5 minutes before the deadline. And obviously earlier than 5 minutes before the deadline. But between that and Griffin Jack, they felt like they were getting so much good value back. You don't get controllable starters for controllable relievers. And by the way, I'm pretty sure this is the loudest stadium in the entire world. So I apologize for the background noise. There's a pretty good party apparently going on in Cleveland tonight.
Cleveland, I know. They are rocking out for sure. For sure. Yeah, well, they're excited to see Roden out in left field. And,
they are.
You know, they're all showing up. This lineup that I looked at for tonight's game, which will be right here on WCCO Radio, pregame starts at 5:30. It's not a straight-up new-look lineup, right? Like, a lot of this is still this. Still the same. I think when you see the 10 players, the reality is this is the bullpen got cleared out. It's not the everyday starting players other than Carlos Correa.
Correct. I mean, we still have Royce Lethier. Austin Martin's back. Edward Julian's back. Players that fans have seen over the years are part of this mix right now. There's a few, you know, newer guys like Pearson Ohl came back to pitch. Travis Adams is back. Ryan Fitzgerald, the shortstop, is back. He had a cup of coffee in May. There's a few guys here and there that are relatively new, but there's going to be a lot of familiar faces still on the position side. That's why I think this is just part one of moves, because they got to do something to get this team to be – if you're not going to hit the ball out of the park like the Bomba squad, then you need to be a more athletic bunch and a much better defensive team. And I don't think they would go as far as, say, like the Milwaukee Brewers, who is small ball.
Right.
But I do think that they need to find a happy medium between what this is, which I guess you could say it's sort of lethargic as a whole, as a group, which with good bats, potentially, but these bats haven't done what they're supposed to. They need to find a way to break this up. And I just think that'll happen. Either a lot of guys wake up over this last one-third of the season and reach their level and make the team reconsider, or we'll probably see some more, more moves in December, January, and February.
Yeah. Dan, before you go, I just wonder if you could give us a quick picture, and people should go to theathletic.com and read the piece that you and Kem Rosenthal wrote inside the final hours of the Carlos Correa era, because you talk about how Carlos being moved, and I would say I don't think fans are that upset about Carlos being moved, but it really sounded like this was more Carlos sitting down with Derek Falvey, Falvey saying, we got to blow this thing up, and Carlos saying, well, that's not really what I signed up for. If you can make a deal for me to go home to Houston, I'd like to go home.
And you just synopsized that extremely well. That's exactly what happened. And amid all that stuff going on, like, Wednesday was one of the weirdest days I've ever been around in professional baseball. So much confusion. Jack's blowing up at Rocco and Jay Singler for getting pulled. Willie Castro walking off the field and everybody thinking he'd been traded. It was just so awkward. I would say that the 3 days, the minute Chris Paddock got traded, it just put this whole organization in a spot where they were extremely waiting for the next shoe to drop. It was almost fragile. It just felt like everybody was on high alert, and we saw it play out in a bunch of different ways over those 3 days. It didn't get any easier, and it's funny because Carlos did some really good work with Griffin at the end. They had a meeting with Rocco after the blow-up, and they came to an understanding, the three of them. But, I mean, talk about just an ugly scene. And that was Griffin Jackson's last. It was very weird, strange. I'm glad it's over. But now there's the fallout to kind of document. It's going to be interesting.
Dan Hayes, we appreciate you. Have a good time with the party going on in Cleveland right now. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Check out Dan's story. It's so interesting talking about the emotion behind this. You get more of a sense as to what Derek Falvey was thinking and how Rocco was reacting. Really good stuff at The Athletic to check that out. We'll break. We are going to take the temp of the team. If you would like to text in with how, we do the temp of the team, what is your temp? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in a minute.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.